Welcome to my podcast, Mindsploring. I'm Tegan Rabina, a women's life and relationship coach who specializes in helping other women, just like me, attract the relationships they deserve, have the confidence to step into their full potential, embrace their imperfections and authenticity, and be the change they wish to see in the world. In these episodes, I'll talk about relationships, communication, boundaries, balance, mindset, growth, intimacy, compassion, and so much more. You'll walk away from each episode with a deepened awareness of your habitual thinking and new perspectives and tools that will allow you to create positive change in your life today. You can explore all the ways to work with me on my website. And with that, let's get into today's episode. Hello, guys. So today's episode is actually a live that I did with my lovely friend, Nat. I actually met Nat through the work that I'm doing now as a life coach, and she invited me onto her Instagram page to speak about masculine and feminine energy, which was, of course, my cup of tea, and I was more than happy to jump on and have a chat with her. And it was a great conversation and a great rundown, and you could say introduction into understanding masculine and feminine energy. So I thought that I would upload it as a podcast episode here for you guys. So let's get into it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another live with me, Nat. today I am talking to the beautiful Tegan. She is a life coach. And we've already had a little session about the masculine and feminine energies, and super eye-opening for me, and it's something that I'm super curious about to learn. So yes, request to join. So Tegan actually lives in Canada, which is amazing. I've always wanted to visit that place. Yes, view request. Well, how good would that be? Any sort. Is it working?
Hello.
Oh, yay, it worked. How are you, lovely?
Good, how are you?
Good, I've got my new shirt on for you.
You're looking beautiful, honestly.
Oh, thank you. In the feminine energy, maybe?
Could be.
Could be. I'm so excited to have you on here. Did you want to just start by introducing yourself to our followers and how you got into being a life coach?
Yes, I would love to. So if I'll keep it as short as possible, because I'm just good at rambling on for days. But basically, for me, the journey towards coaching and helping others in this way began for me when, at the beginning of the pandemic, when I ended up being laid off from my job at the time, I had a lot of space there to just, I guess, jump into things that I was passionate about. So I ended up doing a neuro-linguistic programming course. And for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's a form of social science where, you know, through effective communication, you can alter your neuro-chemistry, basically. It's just about effective communication and how it can positively impact your life and the lives of others. So from there, that's how I came across coaching, because they're quite similarly related, and a lot of coaches also are qualified NLP practitioners. So that's how I actually started seeing coaching and actually realizing, you know, that this is a thing. And then it wasn't for another few months before I actually, you know, decided this is something that I could pursue and that I was, you know, good at. It was kind of, this molds in with my own life experience, where basically I went through a breakup last year. It was a really challenging time. But yeah. Of course, like, there's always, you know, there's always good and the bad. And for me, it was a real opportunity to really dive deep into myself and just see where I could improve things. It was just an opportunity for me to explore. And when it comes to your relationships, I'm very grateful to myself for the fact that I've, you know, from quite a young age, developed my standards for myself, my boundaries for myself, and I knew what I was worth and I knew what I was looking for. So that wasn't really the issue for me. The issue was that my relationships would just fizzle out, and there was no like way to kind of sustain them. So anyway, that's where I came across masculine and feminine energy, which is what we're going to be talking about today. And to keep it short and sweet,
learning about these energies really just, it just had such a huge positive impact on my life, completely reshaped my relationship to myself, my relationship to men, and my relationship to dating in general. So from there, I was like, holy crap, this is some really potent stuff. It's important. This changed my life. I want to help other people with it. So that's when I took the leap and I decided this is what I'm going to be doing. So that's I guess a pretty quick rundown of how I'm here.
You actually did really well. That was good. That was nice and fast. And I feel like we're quite similar with our paths in that you're already a couple of steps ahead of me and I've got so much to learn from you in terms of my masculine more embracing the feminine energy. So did you want to just explain what feminine energy is and how do we embrace it?
Yes. Okay. So getting into feminine, masculine energy, I will talk about masculine in comparison. So basically feminine energy and masculine energy, they aren't a gender energy. So they're actually energy that all of us have inside of us, both men and women. We both have feminine and masculine energy. So basically, masculine energy is a doing energy. So it is to do, it's a very structured energy. It's logistical. It's a very goal orientated energy. So yeah, long story short, it's a doing energy. And it's also like, it's a structure that creates safety because of that rational aspect to it. It's like making sense of the world so we're not getting too lost in it and then pursuing our goals. That's what masculine energy is. Whereas feminine energy is a being energy. It could be called, I guess, chaotic in a way because it's not defined. So basically feminine energy is, it's really focused on love, connection, intimacy, vulnerability. It's, as I said, it's not a doing energy. It's a being energy. It's about being in the moment and just like feeling yourself. And it's very magnetizing. So yeah, masculine is like a pursuing energy. It's like, I'm going after this. And feminine energy is, I am waiting for what I am attracting. It's not, feminine energy doesn't look to be like categorized. Doesn't look to be like, defined. It doesn't give a shit it's just chilling. Like feminine energy is just like an energy where you're just chilling in who you are. You're not worrying about creating the structure that we see in this, like, you know, the rational, like, physical world that we live in.
That's good.
I hope that answered the question. So I guess how do we embrace it to finish the question off that you are. So the reason this is so important and it's such a great question that you asked, Nat, is because the world that we live in is very much predominantly a masculine world. And I would go as far as to say that we're living in, you know, a time where we're always verging on this, like, some would say toxic masculine, but I like to say unbalanced because that's what I just prefer to say. But basically, we've all been raised, both men and women, in this, like, unbalanced masculine world where we actually see the masculine energy as superior to the feminine energy. So we idolize doing, hustling, like success, like, you know, getting the, like, you know, here's the proof of my success. Like, this is my goal. I'm reaching it. We really idolize that. And we don't so much idolize the feminine energy, which is like, it's so much, it's like the being energy, community, you know, rest as well. Like just being in the moment, not constantly having to do. We kind of see this just being energy as like a waste of time, lazy. We can see it as weak as well. And I know in my experience that was, without me really knowing, like, you know, it was kind of a subconscious conditioning. I was seeing it like that and I didn't realize until I started doing this work. So because of how we see it, we tend to suppress it because we don't see it as productive or helpful. And it's so important that we embrace it. But not only for our relationships, which is where I really started with this work, but just life in general, because you're not here just to do, just to achieve. You're here to live. You're here to, like, experience every moment. You're not just here to go, oh, I can't wait to get here. Then I'm going to feel good. You know, it's about, like, enjoying the journey by experiencing it. So it helps with your relationship with yourself, and it helps you achieve your goals quicker as well when you embrace this feminine energy. But what I tend to focus on at the moment is how we can balance this energy, embrace our feminine energy as women, because this is a generalization, but it's pretty accurate to say while we both men and women have the feminine and the masculine, women predominantly have a feminine core while men predominantly have a masculine core. So what we see now with this feminine movement that I would go nearly as far to say is it's perhaps gone a little too far, where we idolize, like, you know, like someone in their feminine now is like a boss bitch, like going for their goals, working hard, which is great. Like, that's awesome. But we're kind of idolizing this idea of feminine energy when in fact it's actually just a version of masculine energy. It's just like women are trying to be more like men, and we're ignoring the fact that we are actually different. So, So I hope that covered it. But really, embracing feminine energy just improves all aspects of your life.
Yeah, for sure. And I think for me, the main thing was having that awareness around it. Like, I am putting out there quite a masculine energy without even really noticing.
Yeah.
And so for me to do, like, that questionnaire that you put me through, I was like, oh, my God, my brain. Think of all these things. But it's so good to just to have that awareness and mindfulness around it. Like, we can balance the two, and that's just normal. But, yeah, it's having them balanced that's key, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, life's like a seesaw, you know, and it's the same thing with feminine and masculine energy. Awareness is key. So there's no, like, perfect destination. That's the whole, you know, it's just, like, being aware of your energies and how they affect your relationships, how they affect, you know, your goals and how they affect your life. It's just becoming aware of it. And with my coaching and what I do with a lot of my one-on-one clients is becoming aware of where we tend to protect ourselves and, like, put up the, because masculine energy, as I said, it's a safety energy too. So we tend to put up our walls because we feel safer when we're not being, like, vulnerable and we're not really telling people what we really want. We're just, like, you know, it's a protective energy as well. So,
great
to be aware of where we can see where it is serving us and where perhaps it isn't.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So what would you say is your mission and vision for your coaching?
Oh, well, I guess put short, like, again, I'll try and keep it short as I but basically my vision and mission is to help other women, and not just women, because actually this is a complete side note. But in the last 3 weeks, I've actually had a real, I guess you could say, like, a bit of a revamp when it comes to my coaching, because at the start, I've really been focusing on working solely with clients to do with relationships. But I'm a multi-passionate being, and I'm really, I actually did a, I really dive deep into my human design about 3 weeks ago. I don't know if you've done that, but basically, I'm offering, like, you know, I help people with their relationships with themselves, which I think is the foundation of all coaching. And then that transitions into my mission being helping people attract what they desire in their life, like attract those healthy relationships, those, like, you know, deep connections, like, you know, I guess with life, with other people, with their goals. It's really just for me about helping people see their full potential, see where they can take responsibility, and become more aware so they can improve their life in a way that serves them. And for me, I guess that would be, put short, what my mission is. It's just, like, I want to help other people have, you know, get the benefits that I have from doing this, from diving deep into my personal development. And, you know, all of these years of experience, I've been on the front line, just, like, diving into all of this stuff and seeing where I've fallen short and where it's worked for me. And I just really want to pass what I've learned on to other people, so then they can obviously, you know, continue to expand and grow in their life as well.
Yeah, I love that. And definitely it's something that I'm going to start looking deeper into. And when I'm ready, I know who I'm going to call.
It's honestly such exciting stuff. Like, that, this is the thing. I just get so excited talking about this masculine and feminine energy. because as I said, like the impact it's had on my life is profound. I'm currently in a relationship, which I, like going back a year ago, I was like, I'm probably going to be single for 10 years again, which is totally cool. I was like, I'm cool with that. But like, I have not only seen how it's impacted my relationship with myself, but I can hands down say I wouldn't be in this healthy, strong, supportive relationship that I am now in if I hadn't like done this work. I would not be where I am now, like in all of these ways. So I'm just like, this shit is so powerful, it's so important, and it's like so fun to learn about, you know?
Yeah, I just got goosebumps hearing that. It's so cool. And I'm so excited for myself in that situation too.
Yeah. Soon. Exactly. It's really exciting. It's like life's a journey. Like we can it's easy to get caught up in like, I guess the race of life. Like I should have done this by this time frame, yeah. Should have achieved this by now. But everything is happening exactly how it should. And just like, I think it's just so exciting to know that there's more to know and that there's more to experience. So
that's so true.
I'm helping people through the new experiences.
I love it. I love it. And so last question for you, let's hear a fun, weird fact about you.
I honestly didn't know. I don't really know exactly what to say. I've got like
so many.
I've got a fact that not many people that follow me would know. I guess I'll just spit them out. So I actually was in the army for 3 years, which is something that I haven't shared that much on my Instagram.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a fun fact. I was in the army for 3 years, which is, again, another reason why I think this has become such a passion of mine, this masculine and feminine energy. But also just a really, really weird fact was I used to eat ants when I was like a kid. so weird.
That's good for protein though, right?
I don't know. When I was like a little toddler, I used to just eat ants. It was really gross.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Well, I mean, as kids, we always eat, you know, random stuff. I'm pretty sure I ate cat food or, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my brother did the good cat food or dog food thing. I was obviously just the next level. I was cooler than that. I was like,
oh my gosh, I love that. Well, thank you so much for your time. And if anybody is listening, watching, and you'd like to discover more about yourself, Tegan, did you want to share a little bit about maybe the next steps for them? How they can contact you?
So as I said, I'm actually revamping my services in the fact of like I'm actually increasing the kind of ways that people can work with me. So that will be updated on my website in the next couple of days. But for now, I would recommend if you're wanting to learn more about what me and Nat have spoken about today, feel free to just hit me up on Instagram and send me a DM, and we could take it from there depending on what you're looking for and what you're interested in. But otherwise, in the next couple of days, I've been working behind the scenes, getting all of my, getting my website and stuff fixed up a bit, so then everything's a bit clearer in regards to like how people can work with me.
Amazing. So exciting. And watch my journey to see which amazing man I'm going to attract into my life.
I actually saw you shared a post yesterday from Jack, Jake?
Jake Wood.
That post a couple of hours before. for anyone that's listening to this live, I think his name Jake Woodland or something.
Woodard? I think it's Jake Woodard.
Yeah, Woodard. Anyway, he does a lot of this feminine and masculine embodied coaching. And I loved that you shared it. And I was like, that's hilarious, because I just liked it. I loved it, like that quote. It was really about how as a woman, when you're embodying that feminine energy in the dating scene, you're more likely, because it's they're polarizing energies. So basically, this was my era. When I was dating in the day with my masculine energy, you end up attracting not what you desire, but the opposite to what you're basically displaying. So you tend to attract.
That's me.
Yeah, exactly. So I just love that you shared that. I was like, she's going on her journey. She's late. She's excited.
So good. I love it. All right. Well, I will see you in the message box soon. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in and watching us live. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you so much, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day, Nat.
Yeah, thank you. Enjoy your sleep.
I will.
All right. Bye.
Bye.